Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw is in Tehran today to present evidence of Osama bin Laden's involvement in the U.S. terrorist attacks 2 weeks ago. Straw is the first British foreign minister to visit Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Straw's mission is designed to enlist Iranian support for the war on terrorism. Iran, which borders Afghanistan to the west, has forcefully condemned the attacks. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Jack Straw's hastily arranged visit to Iran is a measure of how profoundly the attack on the United States has changed the international landscape. A country that has had so little in common for so long with the West may be on the verge of finding common ground with it. Britain's foreign secretary said his first objective is to deepen détente with Iran.
The second, of course, is to talk to the Iranian government of representatives about the effect of the Taliban's extremism on the security of the whole region. And the Iranians have more reason than almost any other nation in the world to know about the dreadful consequences of the extremism.
Jack Straw also hopes to get across a key message of Prime Minister Tony Blair and President George Bush that the West does not consider the coming military conflict as an assault on Islam, but rather on terrorism. London-based author and Iran expert Dilip Hero says backing from the Islamic Republic of Iran could uniquely make the point.
Not only because Iran is next to Afghanistan, but Iran is a very important Islamic country. And so it would help Americans to say it is not against Islam if they had a country like Iran with them.
There are divisions within the United States over rapprochement with Iran, but analysts say some quarters believe Tehran could help in tracking down Osama bin Laden. Iran shares a 500-mile border with Afghanistan and a hostility toward the Taliban. Iran is predominantly Shiite, Afghanistan largely Sunni, and authorities in Kabul have repressed the Afghan Shiite Muslim minority. Grievances about refugees abound. More than 2 million Afghanis have poured into Iran since the Soviet invasion and subsequent civil wars. Jack Straw faces a difficult task trying to win Iranian backing for possible military action that is threatening to swamp Iran's borders again. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hamid Reza Asafi says there are serious limits to cooperation.
Whether it is good to attack the Afghan people, I much doubt it. Therefore, we don't agree that the Western countries or America use our airspace to attack the Afghan people.
Analysts say sharing intelligence is a possibility. In exchange, Iran could ask the U.S. to remove it from the list of states that sponsor terrorism. But even under the reform-minded leadership of President Mohammad Khatami, the Bush administration is likely to regard such requests with suspicion. Nor is it clear that President Khatami could deliver meaningful help. Iran's influential clerics are adamant that they cannot stand still for an attack on a fellow Muslim country. Newspapers reflecting the views of hardline clerics portray Jack Straw as Washington's messenger boy. One analyst said the best the West might hope for is that Tehran remains neutral. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Brussels.